Numb around the edges. Had everyone in Prague gone mad and I didn't know it? Or was I more tired than I thought?
Do you know a good remedy for imps? Melisande glided over to a cream-colored couch that perfectly matched the cream carpeting and cream satin-striped walls. I sat down gingerly on an adjacent love seat, feeling more than a little as if I were cocooned in an eggshell.
I don't even know what an imp is. You're not joking about them, are you?
The feeling of the love seat, soft and enveloping beneath me, shook off the vague sense of bemusement that had gripped me since walking through the door. Melisande tipped her head, her silvery blonde hair sliding like a curtain of silk as she considered me for a few moments.
How silly of me. I read your file. And I should have remembered that although you are one of us, you have no experience in our world.
The hairs on the back of my neck stood on end. I wasn't jet-laggy now, nor was I bemused. The woman in front of me, my employer for the next 2 weeks, was obviously quite mad. Disappointed though I was at not being able to study a piece of armor from the much-discussed amongst medievalists but never discovered graven plate of Milan, at least I had my return plane ticket and enough money to buy me a night's accommodation in the hotel at which I'd left my bags. Making no sudden movements, I slowly lifted my battered purse from where I had set it at my feet and rose from the love seat. You know, I think I forgot something outside. Something, important. Very important. I wouldn't want the imps to get into it, so I'll just run outside and make sure it's okay.
A smile curved her delicately tinted lips and tilted already exotically tipped gray eyes, so the Slavic influence in her heredity was obvious despite her pale coloring.
You think I'm deranged. How refreshing. Everyone takes me so seriously. It's a wonderful change to be thought mentally deficient.
The warning bells that had been going off in my head went into overtime.
You know, I think we've both made a mistake, Mrs. Banachek, so I'm just going to leave now and everyone will be happy.
I'm not, you know,
she called after me as I started to back slowly out of the room.
Insane, that is. I've simply introduced the subject to you poorly.
Oh, do mind behind you. Gertrude swore if I squashed another imp into the carpet, she'd leave me. And cliche as it is, good help is so difficult to find.
I swung around, expecting to see Gertrude with a meat cleaver about to lop off my head, or something equally as gruesome and deranged. But instead, found myself staring down at a small creature about 3 inches tall. It was grayish-green and was using one set of arms to pull a hairless tail from where it was trapped under my toes, while the other set pounded on my shoe.
Weak! Weak!
The creature squealed at me, clearly angry.
Aye!
I screamed in reply, dropping my bag as I leaped what seemed to be an inordinate length across the room, landing on the love seat. My weak leg buckled under me, but I caught myself before I could tumble off.
What the hell is it?
I shrieked, leaping up to do a horrified jig on the love seat, just in case the beastly thing followed me and attacked.
Imp, Melisande said sadly as the tiny green thing shook 3 of its fists at me before scampering out of the room.
Common Central European imp, to be exact. There is some sort of Latin name for them, but I can never remember it. Not the brightest beings in the world, but not in the least bit dangerous. Not unless you attack their king, and then they do all sorts of nasty things while you sleep. Or so I've been told.
I've been drugged, haven't I? I asked, still standing on the love seat as Melisande closed the door behind the imp.
You were sitting next to me on the flight from London, and you put something in my Diet Coke, following which you smuggled me in through customs for some weird purpose, right? Because otherwise
you would have just seen an imp, and your vision of the world would be radically changed, yes.